You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We are The Real Short Box. I'm Donald. I'm here with one Mr. Kevin Thumps-a-Lot. Also here with DJ Sensational, the Sensational One. Thanks for joining. And also, last but not least, Mr. Showtime Raphael. Thanks for being here, Showtime. We appreciate you.
You look so happy to be here, sir.
That's how he says it.
So we also want to thank you, the audience, for tuning in. We'd like to tell you about our sponsors really quickly. Splattered Frog Brewing. Check them out. Go to splatteredfrog.com. Buy something. Use the coupon code SHORTBOX for 20% off your order.
Texas.
Or go to halfshotsauce.com. That's halfs, H-A-F-F-S, halfshotsauce.com. Type in the coupon code Donald Hiccups for 10% off your order on some delicious, mouth-watering sustenance, some flavorful, just lip-smacking deliciousness of hot sauce that they have for you there.
Ohio.
So you're saying if they order it, they only get halves hot sauce?
Halves hot sauce.
Only get half of it?
Yes, halves hot sauce.
Yes. And while you're doing all that, please make sure to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell.
Yeah, and wash your butt. Wash your butt. Make sure you wash your butt. Everybody appreciates it. Trust
me. With halves hot sauce?
No. Oh, my God. No, Kevin. Do not wash your butt with hot sauce. It did not go very well for Donald
when he did that.
Okay. No. In fact, I thought when they said that they would take care of my butt with Frank's, I thought they meant the hot sauce. And actually, it was this big guy named Frank. This was prison, by the way. Not my favorite interaction.
Didn't know you did time at San Quentin.
Oh, yeah. I've done time. Yeah, definitely. Wow. Yeah.
It was like you were there with him, man. It was like Gene Wilder.
Right. We were stir crazy. That's what we were doing. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, fuck around, find out.
Yeah.
And Kevin was like, I did.
Well, I don't know what kind of blow Donald's been doing lately, but.
Lots of blow. I mean, I'm really excited.
Well,
we're talking about some fun stuff, guys. We're talking about James Gunn and, Peter Safran?
Yes.
Yeah. Their craziness that has just been announced, their selection of films, their selection of TV, what we think about them. Basically, our opinions on the matter. Geez, let's get to it, guys. Kevin, what do we got?
Well, let's start with the film projects that have been announced. Let's start with Superman Legacy, written by James Gunn himself, scheduled for July 11th, 2025.
If you hear something scraping the bottom of this table, it's my huge boner, because I am excited for this one.
I don't know. I mean, who's playing Superman?
We don't know.
So the thing is,
and this is live action, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you look at, I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. I'm not a huge comic book Superman fan, but I love the movies. And I'm just
you love Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve was great. I mean, I grew up in that era, so that to me was great. And in the last two, they just had weren't so bad either. I didn't mind them so much. I thought it was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how many times you can show the origin of Superman.
I think you said it's not going to be an origin story, though.
I know, but it's like when you're going to introduce a brand new actor into the fold.
Mm-hmm. You love Harry Cavill, right?
Harry Cavill was great, but when you bring a new actor into the fold, you almost have to do some background story. You can't, because then it's like he's walking down the street, and you're like, who the fuck is that? Until he's Superman. But if you have some background, then you kind of builds the character. And then there's a couple people who are just getting into movies, might not have seen Henry Cavill's Superman, so they might not know the origin of Superman. So I don't know.
I find it hard to believe. You know the origin of Superman at this point.
Who's Superman? Who is he?
What's Kryptonian?
Nobody knows.
Well, assuming everybody knows. Tweaks.
After 85 years, I sure hope you know.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah,
but what if your child's 5?
Then you tell the little 5-year-old.
No, I get it, but I'm
you
just saying.
Tell the little dum-dum that he needs to study up. You hand him a comic, and you say, what, you can't read? And then you get somebody to read it to him.
Is it Lex Luthor? Who's going to be the villain this time?
Please, God, for the love of God, no Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor.
Brainiac.
Brainiac. Brainiac. Please.
I get that part, but that's the problem is...
Metallo.
Physics. The answer is physics.
No, Metallo will be the Joker, and Brainiac will be the Ra's al Ghul.
Mm,
I just sold this to Showtime.
Mr. McPlixtick. Well, not yet. Mongrel. Not yet. Mongrel, yeah.
War World.
Mongol.
What do they just go with?
Take him out of space,
they,
man.
What do they just go with Zod? What do they just start off with Zod? And you're like, we've done it three times, and the second time sucked.
You know what? I think, honestly, the best way to do it is take him to space.
Cyborg Superman.
Think about it, because then you can introduce him to the Green Lanterns and stuff like that. You can...
What if they went crazy and went Superman and his nemesis Bizarro?
I could be down for that. I mean,
Bizarro World.
That's where we all thought it was going with Zod. We thought they were going to, and they ended up with Doomsday, which was the stupidest, shittiest looking Doomsday you've ever seen in your life.
It was the right idea, though. It was the right idea to go.
Like a
except wrong character. Wrong character.
From the Lord of the Rings. Right, is what saying,
it was the right idea.
So it should have been Bizarro, which would have made more sense. Did I talk about it? We went to watch it in the theater. I said it should have been Bizarro. Pissed.
This
man threw something at the screen. I couldn't remember.
Kevin kept going, me, I'm happy. And I was like, oh, Kevin's not happy. You know, Bizarro says everything. Yeah, we all get this.
Bizarro hates comics is really offended by that.
The key to this is that we all know in the Marvel world, when they announce something, you're kind of already optimistic, this is going to be good. And whenever DC comes out something, you're always cringing at, is this going to be the one time?
So you're saying your prayers.
That they like when they did Christian Bale's Batman, right? And you're like, dude, what? Where did this come from? This is great. Jesus Christ, they finally did it, right? And now you're thinking, can James Gunn
pull it off?
I mean, this is such an eclectic mix. Name another a couple titles here.
All right, the next one.
Before you go, jump onto
that.
Go ahead. The description of it says. It's going to focus on Superman balancing his Kryptonian heritage with his human upbringing.
There we go. Space.
So they're going backwards. They're going to retell how he becomes Superman. Again.
No, that's not it. That's actually not.
The most generic description, by the way, ever.
But you know what it speaks to? What it shouts out to me?
What?
Is that mid-2000 series, was it Birthright? The Superman, the Mark Waid one?
Was that Mark Waid?
Yeah, the one with the Lenny U. Francis one.
Oh, okay.
There was the Kurt Busiek act
I thought
one.
I thought that was
which
Busiek,
I think is what he's probably aiming for. This idea, the John Byrne ideal, the man and Superman. They're two separate things, and he's trying to balance those things out.
No, I understand that part.
And I think
he's going to be a child.
There's the origin. Origin is 2 minutes of explosions, rocket ship. White family finds him in the cornfields of Kansas. And then he's Superman.
Just rewrite Invincible with Superman. Done. Game over.
You could do that, yeah.
You got a winning formula.
Is it just fucking...
So hire Kirkman then to write the script?
Why not?
Just do Red Sun Superman and move forward.
Oh, jeez. Animated. I could definitely
fucking
see.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, Superman just goes on a fucking killing spree, just fucking snapping people's necks.
Speaking of animated,
I'm all in it.
We're getting Creature Commandos.
So it's not the boys then,
right? Huh? We're getting Creature Commandos.
Well, that's speaking of animated TV series, yes.
Yeah, that's coming. I'm stoked for that.
7 episodes.
I mean, they hire like the Americans create like or get these monstrous creatures to fight the Nazis. Dope. That's freaking cool, right?
Not a superhero movie, which I like them going. You know, not always having to be. A superhero movie.
Yeah.
Like we all asked for, we've been asking forever,
yep.
to finally do a detective-style movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just straight Detective Comics. Because it could be a bunch of things in it, right?
Right.
This is kind of it. They're going to do a movie that doesn't necessarily have to do with superpowers.
Yeah. Right?
Well, unfortunately for you, they're not going to be fighting in World War II because Amanda Waller's involved in their creation.
Ah.
So, more than likely, they're going to keep the idea of a supernatural...
The Russians.
Ukraine. It's going to be Ukraine. Real world shit. We're going to be fucking fighting
oh,
Ukraine.
Oh, God. I don't think we were fighting.
Or the Taliban.
No, there you go. It's the monsters versus Saddam Hussein.
That's a good choice.
Well, I guess they kill him. I guess that's the whole plan to capture and kill him.
Oh, he comes back.
As a monster.
As a zombie.
I'm in.
As a zombie.
They take Bin Laden and Saddam and make them monsters to help us up in the end. Yeah.
So to fight the Taliban.
Islamophobia is alive in the DCU.
The only the one title on that whole run that I'm interested in seeing is them doing Brave and the Bold.
Yes. That's another movie, The Brave and the Bold. It will introduce Batman and Robin in this unusual father-son.
Damian, yeah.
Inspired by the Grant Morrison run, yes, Damian Wayne.
We're getting Damian Wayne.
Earlier, everyone in podcast land, you weren't here when we talked earlier, and Kevin, with very little respect, talked about how he was done listening to Batman. You know, he didn't want to hear, he didn't want to see more of Batman done. He wanted them to put it in a safe, put it in a vault.
That's not
put
fully it away. Accurate. That's not fully accurate. All I'm saying,
tell him to go to a farm upstate.
Look, I can't argue so much with that because Batman is. If you look on the shelves in the comic book world, there are at least 8 to 10 Batman-related titles.
Well, just like there was 10 years ago, there was almost 8 to 10 Avenger titles.
Right, but that's a whole team. That's not just one person. If it was 8 to 10 Iron Man.
The greatest superhero of all time.
Blue Beetle is the greatest. The Blue Beetle. He said Blue Beetle's greatest. He's
one or the other.
Guy Gardner is the best.
Silver Surfer.
He ain't bad.
More trash.
He ain't bad.
But my thing is,
and I would be honored. You're Guy Gardner.
You know that.
I would be honored to get my slab comic of that first appearance back at some point.
I mean, hey, if the bill fits.
Whoa, you can't do that on the air.
Oh, I just threw him on the
bus. You can't do that.
Yes, I did.
You can't do that.
I can do that. That's what I want.
The slander.
Nah.
But I'm very interested
in Oscar the Grouch.
I'd like to see a detective because I don't necessarily need to see a full blown just Batman movie. Although I'd really like to see it. I'd like to see. Almost like I'd like to see like a what they would have should have done at Super Friends. They should have done the Justice League the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that, you know, but I don't think they can do it.
So from what I understand, it's all about Bruce Wayne and him coming to terms with his son Damian coming out.
He's coming out?
And fighting crime together.
Oh.
His now, mom. Who is Damian?
I just made that up.
Who's Damian? Oh.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Who's Damian Wayne's mother?
Talia. Is it Talia Al Ghul?
I'm saying, but wouldn't that be awesome that it begins?
League of Shadows.
Yes!
Yeah, that's what you wanted.
I thought you were
going
to say it begins with her, like Spread Eagle with the Damian.
I'm not opposed to the
trauma. He did come with trauma. He has a trauma background.
And they bring back
as a ninja.
They bring back one of the.
They're going to go young with him.
Yeah, they bring back one of the greater villains of all time, Ra's al Ghul. They bring back Ra's al Ghul for Raven the Bold.
I thought you were going to say Ubu.
That would be great.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
And it'd be Liam.
Well, maybe.
And use a Lazarus pit.
Yes. Use the Lazarus pit. Yes.
You could have Ra's al Ghul and Talia, and then you can have Bane do the voice.
I'm Gotham's Reckoning.
But you can do that kind of thing, and then there's a lot of things you can do. When's the first movie supposed to hit the screen?
Yeah, let's list all of these instead of jumping around.
Yeah.
List them real quick.
All right. I already said The Brave and the Bold, Superman Legacy. There's The Authority, which by the way, that book is shooting the roof right now.
Could be good.
Could be bad.
Right.
Because it's so of its time.
It's an interesting idea. Yeah. What's the next one?
Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tom King is involved because they're using his miniseries.
Don't really care.
Man, you have no respect for Tom King.
Gets a lot of...
You know what? He will smack you right now for disrespecting him.
Hey, you talk trash about Batman. You can't give him any trash.
Right. I just don't appreciate what he did to your Riddler, but you know, yeah, you can love him all day.
True, that's true.
What else is on that list there?
Swamp Thing. Now that.
Now, okay.
Gets me excited.
We can all agree.
Let's not get too excited. It's James Marigold.
Hold on a second. He did a good job on Logan.
But Swamp Thing isn't Logan.
No, but it's also.
It's also. Swamp Thing's not a Western.
But wait.
All his movies are Western.
We can all agree. Hold on.
We can
all agree.
Swamp Thing rolls up with a hat and a suit.
Why not?
And then Jonah Hex shows up.
We can all agree in the idea
of
the Swamp Thing being good.
Yes, we absolutely can.
Right?
We've already seen a good Swamp Thing.
This is the open door to the Justice League Dark. This is what we all wanted.
Dead man.
This is what you and I, Kevin,
and Jared
have been arguing about
for years.
For ages.
Yep. Masturbating together about.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
I mean, no. What? Why would we do that?
What's the one?
Satana.
Wait. What's the one DC villain that someone at this table has always wanted to be on the big screen done correctly? Donald.
My one villain?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is it? Are we just picking
Scarecrow?
One, or
Scarecrow?
Do you know?
Yeah.
Scarecrow.
No, you mentioned
Scarecrow. Yeah,
you wanted, and then he wants
Riddler done properly.
And yeah. I think it's about time that they put Arnold away and bring back
Mr. Freeze.
Or
it would have been perfect as Patrick Stewart a long time ago. Let's be real.
The problem with the Mr. Freeze is he's going to be going against expectations of the animated series Mr. Freeze, which is undoubtedly the Mr. Freeze that I think most people who don't watch freaking Otto Preminger from the Adam West one think about.
Mm-hmm.
As he's a good,
great.
As a good,
like he's like the animated series was a great Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
That Batman animated series Sub-Zero
was
fantastic. But I enjoyed that more than Mask of Phantasm.
I think the three villains they got semi right, or I think right.
I wouldn't mind seeing Mask Phantasm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They got the Penguin right in
both movies.
Then they got
DeVito. What the fuck, man?
We have bad luck with our favorite Batman villains, don't we?
I mean, but he was great. Is a you know, and then Umberto Ramos in the new Batman run is using Danny DeVito as his artwork for Batman.
Jimenez.
He's using that as his artwork. It's pretty fucking awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I think they did Bane about 80% right. Penguin was done right. And I think Ra's al Ghul was right on the money. But in terms of like, I know there's no Green Lantern on there yet. And I'm assuming at some point they may think about it. I don't think they've figured out how to get that right yet.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a series.
It's going to be a TV series.
But I mean, we've all been disappointed.
Yeah. Right. Pretty big.
It's
with
easy.
Brian Reynolds.
I think Green Lantern.
But it wasn't the same. It was also like the villains. The villain kind of sucked.
Tom Strong was a great Sinestro.
He was, but they just didn't do it right.
Yeah, the whole Parallax thing was
terrible.
It's like they didn't learn anything.
Keep going on that list.
All right. So now we're on the TV projects. So there's Creature Commandos. We already talked about that. There's Waller herself getting a TV series.
Hell yeah.
Then something.
I did not think she would make the perfect Waller until I saw her.
She's gained a little weight, I think, too. So there's that.
Yeah.
I mean, she's starting to fill out the role more.
No, but she's got the voice and the
authority
to be that. Waller was
CCH Pounder.
Yeah.
Pound for pound. It was CCH Pounder.
Yeah.
And which is an interesting name to have, period.
And British, they're different.
But she was perfect, and we were all upset. But now, she sold us. She really has.
Yeah.
And there's another TV show that's given Donald.
They gave her a good bit in the Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah. Yeah. They really did.
The James Gunn one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another one that gets you for Donald.
Mm-hmm.
Booster Gold.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he loves them blondes.
So,
he does.
So, this is... You know, talking from one of our earlier podcasts, this is straight roasting.
Wow. Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this, but I created a web series called The Blue Beetle Ted Kord Returns. It's on YouTube. You can check it out.
Four seasons.
Rumble Spoon Productions. Four seasons of
it. Subscribe and
it's amazing.
Hit that notification button.
Season 3, Booster Gold does finally make his appearance, and he is in season 3 and season 4. It is spectacular. Highly recommend it. Check it out. Thank you.
Who's the actor that plays Booster Gold?
One Mr. Ron Carlson.
Is he available for James Gunn auditions?
He's possibly, although he did go off the grid after running drugs and then living in Florida.
So, are you serious?
So
things got complicated.
Maybe he finds a time machine and a Legion flight ring and goes back in time?
I'm thinking that's the case, yeah.
I think the Booster Gold, I'm not going to say isn't going to be good because I really don't know. I'm going to say it's one of those movies that could really shock people who don't know much about the characters as being very good. And it could be a TV show that doesn't get a lot of viewing because people don't know the characters, so don't want to take the chance watching it.
And Ted Kord might show up.
We're gonna get another Peacemaker out of this.
The way in on Booster Gold is the same way they did it on that Justice League animated episode.
Yeah. Yeah, the man that no one respected that really fixed time and saved the day and no one cared about. Oh, look at that. It says Kyle on it.
Yeah, it belongs to Kyle.
Fuck is Kyle?
You know who Kyle is.
You know who he is.
Oh, that asshole?
Yeah, the guy who pissed you off.
Or fuck that guy.
Jeez. You can't say on an air.
Yeah, I can.
You're slandering people on here.
You don't listen.
Slap the shit out of him.
All right, next one. We already mentioned Lanterns, but it's supposed to have John Stewart and Hal Jordan as
There goes
Van Bynes. It's based up as intergalactic cops uncovering a dark mystery.
John Stewart and Stephen Colbert.
And
can you believe that?
Stephen Colbert, right? It was going to be Guy Gardner.
That would have made more sense.
Yeah, they changed it. They recast. Yay. They changed it. So you're going to put in two of the fucking most boringest Green Lanterns in a series. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Fight me. You need Kyle Rayner and Guy Gardner.
Wow.
When they teamed up in the comic, it was written, I think Dave Gibbons wrote it.
The comment section is going to be outraged.
And no, read
that. That was the core issue. Those are the core books.
Right, Green Lantern core book. That was spectacular when those two teamed up. Because Guy was like, let's have a beer. And Kyle was like, no, let's talk about our feelings. He's like, fuck you, I'll punch you in the mouth. It was great. It worked so well. And now they're putting the military man, I'm John Stewart and I have no sense of humor. And they're putting him with Hal Jordan, who is like just boring.
Kevin, you could
don't tell that to Jeff Johns and Al
Jordan. Oh, God. Hey, I know it was Jeff Johns.
There you go. We got him right there.
What?
Kevin can apply for that role.
He must be.
Really could.
He must be an audition for John Stewart.
He was on Plane, the movie Plane. We just saw him in that movie.
Wait, hold on a second. What are you trying to say?
I look like Mike Coulter. Yeah, wow. I will say you do.
Wow.
He looks more like the guy from Reading Rainbow.
Wow. You know what's funny?
LeVar Burton.
I've been told that, actually.
Gordy?
Yes, yeah. I don't mind that. I've been told that.
Jordy,
I like LeVar Burton.
Jordy.
He's a good man. A good man, LeVar Burton.
What's on the list?
All right, the last but not least would be Paradise Lost, set in Themyscira, home of the Amazons and the birthplace of the lovely Wonder Woman.
I think they're lost with this one. No, I don't understand.
But I'm glad it's last. Because by that point, you're either in and you're like, yes, I'll watch it, or you're disgusted by everything you saw and it doesn't matter anymore because you're already out.
Well, I think it's a good way to reboot Wonder Woman because the second one was so ungodly terrible.
It wasn't Gal Gadot's fault.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying
she's delightful,
terrible.
Huh?
She's delightful, by the
way. Amen. I'm sure she is.
Okay.
Lovely lady.
He dated her.
Whatever she's
whatever
movie she's in, whatever she talks, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
This is Wonder Woman Themyscira now.
Themyscira. Yes, yeah, basically supposed to
be forever. Themyscira forever.
After Wonder Woman movie, Showtime's like to his wife, can you go get me some I got an extra pair of underwear and pants in the car. Why? I made a mess.
No, I know.
Oh, okay, dear.
I actually didn't see
it's supposed to be like a political drama too. It's supposed to be like a political drama.
It's Wakanda.
Yeah.
So Themyscira forever, as you were saying.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Or well,
a political drama.
So let's go back.
I don't know about that.
So when are we getting the first film?
Yeah, what's hitting first? I think it's Superman, right? Isn't it Superman?
I think that's why they started with.
That's
Superman.
What it started with.
Yeah. So they broke it down. What is it? It's Gods and Monsters or something like that. Is that
he titled it Gods and Monsters? Gods being Superman, monsters being creatures.
So I guess we won't know. Truly won't know what we're in for until the first movie lands, right?
Right.
First movie lands, and then you're either...
I'm stoked.
This is great, or this is another shitty Shazam movie.
James, I know you don't know this, but you posted a picture of me on Twitter as the Blue Beetle.
And we met before.
It has happened. Yes, we've met before. We shopped at the same comic shop, Comic Smash, in Studio City. It no longer exists. God rest their soul there. But... if you need a Ted Kord, I'm in. And also, if you need a couple of writers, Kevin and I.
And Jarrett.
And we'll throw in Jarrett and Showtime and maybe even Sensational
Gunn
here if he wants.
Needs a crippled, pasty white guy.
Wow, that is racist.
In his role.
Right?
You're the guy.
We got old man. We got old man Kord here.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'll take it, man. I'll be old man Kord. I'll take it all day long. I got an upcoming heart condition, I'm sure, at some point.
So before we go. Pick a movie on that list that you feel is going to be kiboshed before it ever gets filmed.
Like, or as it gets stuck in development hell?
Yeah, and then they just decide this is bullshit. We're not doing this.
If we have to pick one, we're forced to pick one, yes. Right? I think that Paradise Lost sounds like a turd.
That's the easy one.
I'm going to say, yeah, that one's gone.
I'm going to say the TV shows stay because the TV shows are easier to produce. So I think they'll stay. I want to say that they're going to have a small... they're going to have a really hard time with that, with the Green Lantern movie.
TV show?
Yeah. I think that's going to be tough for them. And I think the Brave and Bold may not go away, but may change. Before they start to film it, may change how they're actually going to deliver that movie.
I could see Swamp Thing getting jacked up in some way. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think Swamp Thing might be the one that gets the ultimate.
I completely disagree.
I hope not.
It's had so many people like pre-start that. Like Guillermo del Toro. Was going to direct
it. Who played the original Swamp Thing in the movie?
Oh, good Lord.
He's outside on the... They have
Heather Locklear.
Wait, are you talking about the one that was directed by Wes Craven? Back in the day?
Yeah, remember the one we had the funny nose?
Same guy that played Toxic Avenger. I don't know.
Give me a second.
I don't think it's necessary to know. When I saw that movie,
we didn't think of it as a DC movie.
I thought it was just a horror movie, you know?
Uh-huh. You're not wrong. All right. Well, that's pretty much going to wrap it up. I just want to thank you all for listening, for tuning in. Give us a like. Give us a subscribe if you don't mind, if you enjoyed the material. We want to thank you again. Check out Splattered Frog. Check out Half's Hot Sauce. And check out these guns.
Yeah. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment.
Yeah.
And if you get a minute.
Hit that notification bell.
If you get a minute and you listen to this, go back and listen to our other podcasts because we had some great ones. Dick
Durock. Oh, yeah. What?
Dick Durock.
Really? Yeah. His name is Dick Durock?
See?
Holy shit. What a name.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, if you give a chance, go back and listen to some of the old podcasts. There's some really good live ones you can watch.
Name? Dick Durock. What are you going to do, Dick Durock? To who? Dick Durock. The Rock? It's Dick Durock.
Is he better than Dirk Diggler?
Yeah, well, it's about the same. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in. If we don't see you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at the dastardly and always commencing DC comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.